Keynote number 9. Be innovative and prepare for every presentation. When planned and executed well, your presentation is the most effective method of winning more customers. The most important point is that the objective of communication is not the transmission, but the reception. The whole preparation, presentation, and content of a presentation must therefore be geared to the customer with a clear objective that will specify actions or commitments you desire from the customer. Be creative and original to tailor the presentation to catch the attention and respect. Differentiate yourself from your competition. It is difficult to overestimate the importance of careful preparation. 5 minutes face-to-face with senior management could decide the acceptance or rejection of a proposal. With so much potentially at stake, the presenter must concentrate not only upon the facts being presented, but also upon the style, pace, tone, and tactics that should be used to best relate to the audience. Explain at the beginning of the presentation what will be covered and how long it will take, so they know what to expect. Plan exactly how you wish to appear to them. Dress appropriately for the audience. Rehearse your presentation. There is no substitute for practicing. Accentuate your gestures and vocal projection. Always have great eye contact. A smooth presentation is key for your customer to sense your sincerity and your confidence. And don't try to answer every question. They will respect you more if you get back to them with the correct answer. There are 3 primary ways that people learn. Number 1 is visually. People learn through reading, seeing, and mental images. Number 2 is auditorily. People learn through listening and hearing. And number 3 is kinesthetically. People learn through touching and doing. So try to find out how your customers prefer to learn. Try to notice in your conversations if they read a lot and use phrases like, "I see it," then they probably learn best visually, so use plenty of excellent visuals. If they use words like, "I haven't heard that, but that sounds good to me," they probably learn best auditorily, so keep the speaking dialogue going at a pace and tone that they are comfortable with. If you see them holding your collateral and product, they might learn best kinesthetically. Deliver your presentation primarily that way and create a well-rounded presentation that encompasses all the learning styles. For example, include visuals, have a good speaking voice, and bring samples of the product for every customer. But primarily tailor your presentation to the customer's preferred learning style. Although they will be trying very hard to concentrate on your presentation, your audience's minds will inevitably stray. Your job is to do something, anything, which captures their attention and makes a lasting impression upon them. You don't necessarily have to use repeated phrases, but simply make the point again and again with different explanations and in different ways. Include the audience in the presentation. Ask them questions to get them involved and keep them involved. Once your presentation is over, you should try to honestly evaluate your performance. Either alone or with the help of someone involved in the presentation, decide what were the least and most successful aspects of your presentation and concentrate on those areas for your next presentation. If there's a problem with the preparation or execution, then work on it. Practice is only productive when you make a positive effort to improve your presentations. Be committed to self-improvement to further develop your career. Be coached or coach yourself to constantly improve your presentations. Analyzing your strengths and building upon them is an effective method of self-coaching.
A presentation is an interactive conversation with the customer. Dan Collins. Be innovative and prepare for every presentation.